You know what? This drives me insane. I don't know why it makes me so mad when you're in a long drive-through line and then, it goes into two lanes, right? And then there'll be somebody behind you that decides, "Oh, that lane is open. I'm gonna go into it." Like, what are you, fucking insane? Do you think we're all lined up here for our own fun?
What do you mean? Like it'll go to a shorter line?
Well, basically, you'll have like the two lanes, right? And then you'll have one lineup that strings out away from the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but so everybody's lined up to get into both lanes, but
But
they're
that
lined
doesn't
up
happen
in one.
everywhere.
It happens a lot at the places I go. There's a Tim Hortons and a McDonald's that I go
Yeah.
to. Every fucking time. There'll be a long lineup or
Yeah.
behind one lane. The other lane will be empty, but it's going to be filled by one of the cars from that lineup.
Yeah.
And instead, somebody from behind me will be like, "Oh shit, like looks like that lane. Like, what do you think is fucking happening here right now?
Yeah.
Do you think everybody here is lined up for that lane? Is that
Yeah.
our my priority is to order from
Is
that lane. I'm not looking to get out of here fast."
that
Yeah, so it's like wait a minute.
happened to you today? So as fresh in his
Wait a minute.
mind.
You're in a hurry. You're in a big hurry, but me, my yeah, I really like the speaker at this drive-through lane.
Yeah, I just am like
I don't want to
relaxing.
go to that other lane. I want to go to the good speaker because I know then I don't have to repeat myself.
Also, I hate when somebody like you kind of get off the thing at the same time, but you really were first. You know what I mean? You're next in the zipper, and then this person just like, no, I'm gonna go to
No,
no.
I was done ordering first.
Yeah, but and because that will fuck everything up too.
Oh
Like,
yeah,
cause
I
it
have to
or
be I'm driving away. Like usually when they're like, "Sir, would you like?" I'm like, "No, I can't
I
keep
don't have
talking
time.
to
I
you.
gotta merge.
I can't keep talking to you, bitch.
I gotta
I
merge.
got a merge to get
I
into."
can see Terry next to me is lunging
She's like,
forward and it is making me go
she's
crazy.
repeating my order. "Is that just 10 nuggets, fucking, 16 McChickens and a filet?" And I'm like, "Yeah, bye." Like I have to concern myself with this fucking situation
I'm about to
where,
zipper merge.
yeah, I have to get out of here 10 seconds earlier than this cunt in
Yeah,
a
that's
Subaru.
drive through.
If that cunt in the Subaru thinks that he's gonna merge
Yeah.
out before me, I was ahead of him in the main line.
I
Look,
know
if
you
I'm
were.
ahead of you in the main line,
Yeah.
then
You're
I
not,
gotta
you
be
shouldn't be ahead of me at the end of
No,
this.
no, 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 no.
No, no, no.
I am still I should be ahead of you when we come out of this,
Yeah.
right?
But have you ever been to
Just because you're ordering less food and you're
Yeah.
out of there 1 second before me, fuck you. I was in line before you at the big
Yeah, but have
line.
you ever had this moment where like you have a small order and the person that should be next like has a big long one and then you just go? Like, I'm not gonna wait for him to be finished his order and then
No,
be like, I
yeah,
would like
that's
the correct order. And I'm not, and then I'm like,
no,
woohoo, I beat
yeah,
him.
you're right. Yeah,
That's
I'll
exciting.
beat that. Yeah, that
Yeah.
cocksucker's dead. Yeah,
Yeah.
like it's a race. It really is. The
It's such
entire
a
thing is a
race.
race,
I think
right?
like so drive-through stuff. Did you know I was on a jury once?
Oh my God.
You didn't know
I
that?
hope it wasn't something serious.
It was a stabbing in a McDonald's drive-through.
Fair enough.
It was
And this
like
was before two lanes.
Oh, this
Like
was
there
way
was
before two
before
lanes.
two lanes,
I don't
there
know when
was
two lanes started.
it was some fucking algorithm from Wendy's where before Dave
Yeah,
Thomas
because Wendy's had it
died
first,
of a
right?
fucking I don't
Heart
know
attack
what
or
Dave
whatever.
died. He probably died with a kid or something sexual, but they figured out the algorithm said you get 18 more dollars a day or some shit. You can pump through a little bit more volume or whatever. But that's what I never understood is like everybody in this lineup is committed to your shitty restaurant. Why
But
does
this
there
is
have
what
to be two
happens
lanes?
because stupid corporations like literally time these restaurants and they're like, you guys, it took your average was 5 minutes in your drive-through lane and it has to be 2:30. What is wrong with this place? So that's why they always try to get you to park, right? Because they don't want someone sitting there for a long time. They have to be like, okay, we got to get this line moving. So, like, you got to go park and we're going to make you a cheeseburger. I'll park for a Filet-O-Fish or if I request fresh nuggets, I will park for that.
Yeah.
I will not park for a cheeseburger or
No.
fries, which should be
No.
fucking ready,
If
McDonald's.
I mean, if you order fries with no salt, then you're the
You're.
lowest form of life
Do they have
ever.
to, like, swipe out everything?
Oh yeah, whole thing's got to be
Really?
COVID friendly, even before
Why
COVID.
wouldn't they just dump it in a bucket?
You had to clean all. You had to like, First of all,
why wouldn't they just have a no fries?
Fries are half salt. No, you don't have time for that.
Well, people at McDonald's are stupid.
There's always some cunt with heart failure that comes through like nine. You know what I mean?
They can't have salt, right? But still loves her fries.
Oh yeah, I gotta have low sodium turkey bacon, and you know what I mean, like those assholes. What are you doing? Yeah, exactly. What are you doing at McDonald's?
My friend said people do it because they want fresh fries.
Because yeah, but then now you have fries salt, with no salt, and those aren't even fries. That's fucking potato.
You just have salt on the side in your car.
Huh. Yeah, but it's a douche move. It really is a douche move.
But
because you've got to clean the whole pit out, the whole thing's got to be desalted.
Really? That seems like McDonald's is dumb. Then why don't they just have a little bowl to put the non-salteds in? And
people used to come through the drive-through when I was there, and they'd be like,
"They didn't make you desalt the thing every time." Well,
it's like a big silver pit, like a big stainless steel pit, and then you'd have to take all the fries out.
No, not every time someone ordered no salt.
Well, you'd make the cunt wait. Like, they waited an hour. Like, you'd park that. You'd be like, I need you to park. And then they'd be like, I don't want to park. Like, you're in at the Ford dealership, you bitch.
Yeah.
You can't even park here. You got to go to the Chrysler dealership across the street.
We'll walk it over.
That's the one that scares me when somebody's like, can you park it? And I'm like, you're not at McDonald's. Where do I park?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, McDonald's park system is pretty basic. The lines are there.
Don't they just have it everywhere else?
There's an A&W where I live where they're just like, can you park it? And just want you to park like in a random
A&W
stall.
A&W
like,
does park you.
And then they have to, and then a Filipino lady's walking around.
You don't know how accurate that is.
With a tray. And she's just like, where do you sit?
Oh my God. Yeah. The one that I go to when you're Kingsway, I think it's like all Filipino ladies that work there, and they're the best. They're so much fun. Whenever I'm parked, they'll always come out and they'll be like, oh, I love your car. Like, they love my car paint job or whatever. They always love it.
Yeah. Filipinos love that kind of stuff.
They're the most friendliest people in the world.
They are very fucking friendly and hardworking.
I fucking love them.
If you fell in love with a Filipino man, I don't think you'd ever have to want for anything.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. And I would. I find Filipino men attractive.
Who said they weren't?
No, I think they're the most. I think they're gorgeous. I could have seen it happening. I could have had a Filipino husband.
Yeah. But yeah, the drive-thrus they're dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know? What I do is, usually what they do is, here's my fun joke. When they park you, and then they don't know, they're confused. It's a Filipino lady from A&W with an orange tray that she's holding over her head like it's fucking, like she's working at Hudson's, you know? And then they usually come to your window and then look in.
Yeah.
And then when you roll down your window, they'll repeat the weirdest part of your order to see if you're that guy. So they'll be like, diet root beer? And then I say, no, Sean.
No, Sean.
And Filipino ladies laugh. They do.
I laugh.
I think that they hate, like, I think Filipino people hate white people, but they're just like, I guess you just laugh.
I don't think Filipino people hate anybody.
I think when Filipino people go and take their test, like their, whatever the fuck, their paternity test for being able to live in Canada or whatever it is, I think that they basically are just.
Immigration test? Paternity test.
Yeah, I was just joking. I was joking.
I'm just seeing if you're listening.
Their citizenship. Like when they go to get their citizenship, people are like, you want to learn to speak English? And they're like, the trainer's like, you don't need to speak English. Just know this. When a white person's done talking, laugh. That's it. You don't need English. You can get everything you need out of white people by just laughing at the end of their sentences.
Oh my God, if that's offensive, I'm sorry, because that is funny and that is so true.
I think it's absolutely true.
I've never met a Filipino person that doesn't like try to laugh at everything you say and make you feel so welcome and comfortable.
Absolutely.
For absolutely no reason.
No,
too.
I just, I could say like, I'm never going to pay for that, you bitch. And they'd be like, you know, they'd find a way to giggle. They'd find a way to giggle at it.
Oh, my God.
Because there's a lady that she's my rental car lady. Her name's Liberty.
Liberty Mutual?
No, she's a Filipino lady who works at Discount in Fort Saskatchewan. So she's got it all. She's letting it all hang out there. And she's she's so sweet.
Yeah.
Like I damaged a vehicle and she's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like literally, like I returned a rental vehicle.
Did you have insurance?
Well, yeah, I guess like pet insurance, but no, I just returned it. I'm like, I hit something or somebody hit me. And she's like, she just looks at me and she's like, oh, and then she's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like a white person would never have fucking, a white employee that worked at a, like, they could be my brother and they'd be like, sorry, man, I got to report that.
Yeah.
You know, but she was like, no, not you. You don't pay, you know?
No, not you.
So that was nice.
I think everybody, if you're watching this on YouTube, you should go back 1 minute because that is the moment that I was like, I'm too high. I'm like so high right now.
There was probably a part of
you. What was in that weed?
A triple thick milkshake.
Triple. It's probably part of it.
It could be the triple thick.
Sugar and weed go together, don't they?
I don't think so. I think, well, was it good though? That is a good
it's
one.
It's really good. But now my stomach is starting to be like, you are dumb, you stupid.
I think they're just trying to, that's basically a Wendy's milkshake, right?
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, let's just call ours triple thick. And
is this the only size?
That's all Wendy's has left. What does Wendy's have?
Oh, God. They have a really good chicken burger that I just had recently. They have so much stuff.
I don't know.
They now have the double junior bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, fuck. When will it stop?
They stopped having broccoli and cheese baked potatoes, but they stopped making broccoli. I guess it was too hard.
That's the weird thing about burgers is they're kind of like razors. You know, they just like, you know, they're kind of like triple blade. You know, they just kind of, they try to see what people's threshold of meat is.
Oh, how many can you eat?
Yeah. Like how much can you eat? Because there were double Big Macs at one point.
There are. You can get anything doubled.
Could you get a triple? What would be the craziest thing? Would you order like a quarter pounder with cheese that had 9 patties on it?
No, God. Ugh. I've had a double quarter pounder, and sometimes you're so depressed that you want one, but if I'm eating a double quarter pounder, I'm very sad. That's why. But I don't think 9, that's just...
Would you order a quarter pounder with cheese that was two patties and a piece of bun in the middle?
Isn't that like a Big Mac?
No, because your hands are on the meat. And the bread's in the center. You know what I mean? Don't you think that'd be kind of fun?
I bet you someone's done that. Isn't that what those chicken sandwiches that with the chicken on the outside are?
Yeah, those are the ones that are the
snackwich or whatever.
The real chicken on the outside and the vegan one in the middle. That'd be kind of cool.
But what's that Kentucky Fried Chicken one?
I don't know. What is it called? The Double Down.
The Double Down.
That is the Double Down.
Yeah, they have like the Baconator. Now they have the Son of Baconator.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's next to the Sons of Odin thing that they put in the Happy Meal.
The Sons of Baconator. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It's true.
Get a leather jacket.
It's true. They have a Son of Baconator.
When's the last... I was going to ask you a question. Are you the type of person who runs out of gas a lot?
No, I wouldn't say. I think I've done run out of once. You always really? Have a story that you've done it.
I'm a gas runner outer.
Like, what do you? I almost ran out of gas with you. Remember when we were driving somewhere and we were both like, "Oh my God!"
I'm usually running late, like, because that's my big. Well, one of my 19 mental problems is I can't. I need the energy of lateness to move.
That's an ADHD thing.
Is it? So I can't just get somewhere.
Yeah.
I need the energy, I need the adrenaline rush of being late to be like, I got to get out of here. I'm fucking late. So then I'll get in the car and it's like, fuck, it's already on E and I'm 10 minutes late for this. I got to go. So I think I've run out of gas probably 12 times in my life.
Wow.
Yeah. That's high.
Yeah. A 2 is pretty high.
2 is. Yeah. When you've only done it once, you think everything's high.
Once is high.
The my most embarrassing
especially nowadays with
COVID. You'd hate to run out of gas during COVID.
Yeah,
you're like, can you bring me a jerry can in a Ziploc bag?
And please sanitize yourself before. Why am I so high off this stuff? Like, what is it?
It's just garbage. It's bunk. It was just seeds and stems. Jim's specialty. Some steeds and stems. I call them. That's how you know it's weak. My most embarrassing running out of gas story, I don't know if I've ever told you this.
You might have, but tell me again.
I was near South Edmonton Common, and I ran out of gas just going down Gateway Boulevard, heading north, I guess.
Oh.
And just before I got, like, there was a Petro-Canada right there.
Right there, yeah.
But I was still on the main road, running out of gas, you know, and I'm like, son of a, I'm probably maybe like 150 meters from the Petro-Can. And I'm like, fuck, I can either walk down the road all the way where the cars are, but it's kind of embarrassing. I'd rather go through the ditch.
Yeah, oh no.
But it's nighttime.
No.
So I start walking down this ditch and I realize it's a slough. Like there's a, and I'm like,
you just like up, walk in, you're like, it's wet.
Well, I think I fell. Like I slipped and I fall in up to my fucking knees, you know? And then I get to Petrocan and I'm like, hi, do you have any Jerry? Like, hi there. I know I'm half wet, but I also ran out of gas. Like nothing makes you look crazier than that. You walk into a Petrocan with wet pants and they're like, I wonder if that's the craziest thing about him. Nope. Also, do you have a Jerry can? Because I'm out of gas. Did you pour the gas on your pants? No. Funny enough, this is water.
I didn't pee myself. I just walked into that slough that has urine in it.
So I went to... They didn't have jerry cans.
Oh,
he's what? Like, we don't have a jerry can. And I'm like, this is a pretty big Petro not can even to not be loner? Fucking having jerry cans. It was one of the big Petro cans. And you're like, this is a big giant Petro can. How did you guys get rid of jerry cans?
Yeah, how did you?
He said he wasn't the owner.
So that's always the answer for I'm the owner, but I don't want to talk about it.
So then I leave, and it's South Edmonton Common, right? So it's like fucking Reitman's and Sport Check. There's no jerry can store in South Edmonton Common.
Well, there's a Walmart.
I think at that it was a far walk.
Okay.
And I was
I keep trying to pull
and I
store.
And I forgot where the Walmart was. Kind of, it's not really near there, is it?
Yeah, it's right by there. It's right behind IKEA.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. So then
it is a far ways away. Yeah. It's a walk.
So then I'm like, well, IKEA's my best bet. Maybe they've got a fucking Swedish jerry can shaped like a lemon or some whatever the fuck they do. So I get in there and I'm like, do you have any jerry cans? And they're like, no, I don't have any jerry cans. And I'm like, well, then I'm fucked. Like I'm, yeah. And then so I go to the flower section and they have water. Like,
oh no.
They have, you know, those water cans, watering cans.
So MacGyver over here.
But they have like 86 holes in the front, so it pours, it doesn't kill your flowers. It pours out nice and beautifully. So I buy that. It's like $23. I still have it at home. This is a long time ago. And then I go to the petrol can with a watering can. And the guy sees me coming. Like I'm I'm wet.
That's actually a really funny visual.
I'm wet. I'm still wet. From the waist down, my vehicle, I'm out of gas. I'm carrying a black, I'm carrying like a, you know, like a steel watering can, a robust one with a big handle.
Yeah.
And he sees me walking towards the pump with it and he's like, no. And I'm like, just let me fill up the fucking watering can. He's like, you can't put gas in that. I'm like, you have rules about what you can put gas in? Like,
they
I can't put gas in my fucking, I'm pumping gas. I should be able to put it in my fucking shoe.
It's supposed to be in the CSA approved container.
Oh my God. What are you, COVID safety?
No, I'm just real life safety.
So I was like mad that he wouldn't let me fuck. I should be able to drink it. I'm paying for it. You know what I mean? This is Alberta.
Yeah, what if you do want to drink it? Can they say no? But
you should be able to take a hit of it. You know, start it in the back of your car and then take a quick swig and put it back in. So the guy keeps shutting the fucking pump. Like, so I'm literally like trying to prepay and he's like declining the thing. And I'm like, you fucking coward. First, you don't have a jerry can and a giant Petro can, which is against the fucking rules of Petro can. Now you won't let me pump this shit, you know? So eventually I did manage to convince him to let me pump it. I talked about my mother's death or something. I can't remember what I brought up, but like his mom was also dead. So that was lucky.
Oh my God.
I can't remember what we talked about, but I was able to convince him through the fucking slit that I was a decent person who wasn't going to fucking light a fire with this shit. I was, you know, but I mean, I do look like a person who might light a fire when I'm half wet and I have like, because that would be the coolest like fire death scene.
Yeah.
Some creepy guy just pouring gas out of a beautiful watering can and then lighting it on fire,
oh
you know?
Oh my God.
So he could be like lighting her rose bushes. Like it could look like he was watering her rose bushes. And you're like, oh, what a nice guy watering his girlfriend's rose bushes. And then he fucking throws a match to it and her whole house goes up, you know?
And you're called the gardener.
So I look like that guy and I understand that.
Yeah.
But eventually I was able to convince him that I was worthy of his trust. So I fill up the watering can and I walk back through the road this time to my car.
Yeah.
Get there and realize the spout doesn't come off. Like the spout on the watering can doesn't remove. Like
oh,
I was thinking
no.
like, I'll take the spout
off
and then I'll dump it in. I'm going to look really good on the side of Gateway Boulevard
oh
pouring fucking
God.
Gas into, into a fucking.
This is like a Jughead Jones thing.
Kind of, yeah. So I had to cut it off. Like I had to, there was like, I had like some kind of Ginsu knife or some shit. And I just sawed at it for like 10 minutes.
You had a Ginsu knife on you.
I had some kind of, I always have a knife in the car.
Why?
You know, I don't know. I don't. But like, I just had something in the car that cut it. Hmm. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't a welding tool. My wit.
Did you cut it with your cutting wit?
So I cut it. I cut it off and then put gas in it and then I drove away. And that's about as sad as it can get.
That's
for gas
pretty bad
stories,
but also entertaining.
Yeah, but not that entertaining because you laughed like once. Mostly you were just like, "Well, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense."
Well, a few things didn't make sense, but
oh god,
can we open the door? I'm like so hot.
Are you dying in here?
Not, it's just hot and like I'm just high.
You got back from the Winnipeg Cosmody Festival.
I did. It was very fun, except for not because you don't get to do anything. Like you could only do your...
Oh yeah, we were talking about that outside where you had to do a COVID festival and you operated exactly how I did pre-COVID.
Yeah, like you don't socialize.
No,
you
you're in your hotel room. You don't really do much.
You get drunk 10 minutes by
before
yourself.
Ten minutes before showtime, you go down there.
Oh.
The only difference between you and me is that mine was in 2008 and I wasn't wearing a mask.
Yeah, we'd wear masks. I'd wear a mask for the rehearsal and then when I was wearing it there... I like got all sweaty, and I know I'm sweating now, but I don't know. But I usually don't sweat that much on stage. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, so do you perspire a lot on stage? And I was like, sometimes, but I think I'm just like overheated because I've been in this mask in a hot car. But
yeah.
I didn't sweat, I don't think, on the show. I didn't have to get stopped by makeup. I stopped myself by forgetting my act.
Ooh.
I forgot like.
Yeah, but they were new. It was all new jokes.
It was like some of them were new, but it's just it was a completely different order than I've ever done them in. So then, and I added a few things. So I was trying to memorize like a whole scripted thing, which I don't do ever. So then I was all in my head if I got one word wrong. And then I get out there and I get the first joke.
What joke did you get wrong? How did it go?
I don't even really remember what happened. Like I never remember what happens during those things. It's just kind of a big blur.
Really? Well, no wonder you forgot. The whole thing is blurry.
Everything's a blur.
Because if it was me, I'd be like, I'll never forget the word. It was kumquat. I couldn't say it right.
No,
I still,
they were
I
have, really I have. Nice, though. The crowds were really nice because, like, I literally said, because I fucked up twice. I'm like, guys, this is COVID. No one's over rehearsed here. And then I'm like, just be cool with this, okay? And they're like, yay. They were actually really fucking great.
And you were lucky enough that you were the first person on the show to bring up some kind of like, hey, lighten up, it's COVID.
But, and I was the last comic up that night. So I,
yeah.
But I don't think we're not supposed to talk about COVID, but I'm like, it's a TV taping. They're not going to.
And I also think
there.
A part of it is that the other people on the show memorize their material.
Probably.
Uh-oh.
Sean, I spent all fucking week. All week.
I know.
I'm just like, I get so in my fucking head. I'm fine when it's just like at a club, like I don't fucking care. But like as soon as you get in your head.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm.
And then you're like, I don't want to fuck this up because I'm like, I don't want them to never book me again. And just like, ugh. And it was weird. There was like you couldn't hang out. I did go to Derek Sagan's room once because he got McDonald's for everybody. Hmm. And then I'm sitting in there and I'm like, wait a second. These guys are all from Montreal. Like, oh, they're pretty infected there right now. I'm just
and they're looking at you like, wait a minute, this bitch is from Alberta. And then you look at people from Vancouver like, wait a minute, that motherfucker's from Vancouver. Like, it's fun. It's just turned
but
us
no,
all into these like.
But Montreal has like cases, big cases.
Yeah.
That's what it was about. So
yeah,
what do we?
we're spiky.
France just shut down again completely, and I can see it happen. I have so many bookings now this winter, and I want to do. This is so frustrating. Are you sure?
500 deaths a day.
Here?
France.
Oh. France, 500 deaths a day in France.
Oh my, 500 deaths. That we're not. What's our death
rate? Oh, but they're counting animals too.
And they're counting in French.
And they're counting fucking everybody. You could fucking fall off a bridge, and they'd be like, COVID. Oh, it's another fucking game. I love those people that are like, oh, a lot of those numbers are fucking juiced. And it's like, okay, let's say 500 people a day didn't die from COVID, but 420 did.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's cool. Like,
yeah, we're low. We're not 500. We're 489. And
yep. And I don't know none of them.
Yeah.
That's usually what it takes for anti-maskers is to cry it out at a funeral.
And then
you
they
know,
just put a mask
they
on?
Need to cry the they need to cry the anti-mask out at a funeral.
It's
and
true.
Until that happens, it's not going to matter to
no,
them.
No. You know? People.
But as soon as they bury their grandmother, like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, she also had a limp.
Yeah.
So probably the limp killed her. Yeah, they would just convince themselves it was some other thing that was wrong with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's yeah, no, it wasn't the COVID. She like just gave her a tickle in her throat as she died.
I'm not pro mask either. Like when
nobody
I see,
is.
Like, unless like this is not fun.
This is my whole thing though. Is like nobody wants to wear these masks. Now we all know what it's like to be a surgeon and wear a mask all day, and we're not even looking at one having to be smart and stuff.
Mm. Like, having to be smart. I should have memorized what you do during surgery. Hey, buddy, it's a COVID fucking tracheotomy. I'm out of practice. Our surgical theater was shut down for 4 months. This is my first brain surgery since fucking March. So cool it with the body twitches.
Can I have a couple of little applause break just to get my confidence up?
Come on, guys.
But no.
Come on, nurses. Come on, anesthesiologist. You liked that one, didn't you? Anesthesiologist.
What were we talking about to get there?
We were just talking about masks. Nobody likes wearing them.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to wear a mask. Nobody. No. It's awful. You look terrible. You breathe in your face. It's getting worse because it's cold. So now it's going to get cold, wet, and fro. It's just awful.
The face shield people are the ones that I'm like, you're a face shield? You know, like sometimes you meet a face shield person and you're like, I would never wear a face shield. They just wear a face shield.
Because most people that wear face shields wear them because they're in an industry like where they can't get spit in their eyes.
I guess, but some of them are just strange.
Strange, oh yeah.
Strange people. And they think that decide, like, I'm going to just screen this motherfucker up.
Yeah.
You know, because you know germs can't get under that.
I wonder if we're still going to be wearing masks like 10 years from now. Can you imagine? Like, do you think this is the turning point where it's now like every flu season they're like, well, we did it for the pandemic, guys. Get those masks out.
Well, basically the way it's going to work is 10 years from now, we're either going to look back on 2020 and be like, fuck, wasn't that a crazy time, COVID-19? Or yeah, we're going to be like nostalgic for this time.
Because what do we look back on 9/11?
We're
going to
be like, fuck, COVID-32 is... remember when we thought COVID-19 was bad because it killed 80-year-olds?
Yeah. Oh, my God. When COVID-32 came through and wiped up all
COVID-32
the toddlers. COVID-32
took all our kids. Every child dead. You know.
Every person was forced COVID-19. To have more children.
Oh, remember when you had to wear a mask at Walmart and your grandma was gone? Fuck you. Luxury.
Luxury.
COVID-19 was luxurious. That's a luxury.
I still don't know. I don't know. Because like, if you look at 9/11, things have changed a lot and never went back. Like, that's when we had to have so much security. That's when like you weren't allowed to bring liquid on planes anymore. You're like,
yeah,
you
I think
take your shoes off at the airport. And everyone's like, it's just temporary. It's not going to happen. So I got asked to take my Uggs off a few times this weekend on the planes. And like, I don't wear socks in my Uggs. And I always forget about that. But anyway.
Yeah, even when there's like a vaccine for COVID-19 and 30% of us have taken it because the other 70 are fucking researched.
But I mean, also, if you don't want to get the flu, and like I always get a flu shot, but I'm like, this is it. Now I know if I didn't ever want to get the stomach flu, I'd never have to.
I just don't understand why conspiracy theorists want to do their own research. Like, I don't like, I mean, I liked
just
rocks.
Make stuff up.
Like when I was a kid, I liked rocks.
Yeah.
You know, but I didn't, instead of studying it for 10 years, I like turned 10 and moved on with my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave rock knowledge to a geologist. Yeah. Somebody so dumb that they chose to spend their lives studying fucking minerals and igneous rocks.
A geologist right now telling this story with his friend about how he had a joke when he was a kid. And he loved jokes when he was kids, but that leave that to the comedians. Okay, I switched it anyway. I switched it. Do you get
a geologist
it? Did that make sense what I just said?
Yeah. But you said it like you tried to flip the script on me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
there's
so
a geologist, there's a geologist somewhere that was like, I'm kind of funny, but I don't want to. I'll leave the sadness to
the
professionals.
Comedians. Yeah,
people
yeah,
who
yeah.
enjoy running out of gas.
Yeah.
But like the conspiracy theorists are like, I'm going to just spend my time research. Let the people who, you know, scientists have wasted their lives.
Learning.
They've wasted their fucking lives filling their brain with fucking, like, oh, I know the name of that.
Do you know that there's somewhere in the world that a scientist is having this conversation talking about how comedians have wasted their brain cells on booze and drugs?
And memorizing dick jokes.
Yeah, and that's it.
Committing their time.
And not having any more room for any knowledge.
No,
scientists are doing that right now.
I mean, those guys, I mean, think about living any life that you've lived where you've read 10,000 10,000 nonfiction books.
Yikes.
You are an idiot.
I stopped reading.
You're an idiot.
I stopped reading books in like junior high, high school probably.
Sometimes I wonder, like, people that spent like 10 years studying things in school, I'm like, you know we don't live forever, correct? Like, you're aware death is coming. What are you doing? Like, that's what an immortal would do, is fucking spend their time
learning,
reading numbers and knowing seven goes into that 38 times. Like, who fucking cares?
But thank God for them, because they're the ones that make triple shakes
possible. Exactly. I mean, thank Christ they're alive. But that's what I mean. We should appreciate them more for the lives they've wasted.
Yeah.
And not like, think about how maddening that is for an actual scientist. Instead of fucking people and drinking, they memorized a bunch of nonsense. Mm-hmm. And then we come along without any knowledge. And we're like, I already did the, I already know that. I don't need some fucking scientist. It's like, no, you do.
We are here for
a reason. I wasted my life learning this. And they're like, I didn't waste any of my, I kept fucking everybody, but I still know more than you do. I kept fucking and drinking and laughing. And I still am smarter than you is. Fuck. It's just dumb.
Did you watch Borat 2?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I loved it.
Was it good?
It's good.
How did the Rudy Giuliani thing play out?
So I don't know, like, because I've been told that he was under the impression that she was 15. She's not 15. She's a 24-year-old actress. But I heard that he was told that he thought she was 15. Like, I heard that. But then in the movie, there's no, like, discussion of her age. And she is flirting with him. And then, like, she goes back and he, like, she bends over a little and he pats her on her ass, which is gross. Like, he's clearly not as fuck.
Oh, really?
It was because, creepy. Like, but then she's like, she turns around. They're taking 70-year-old off
sexual power move.
They're taking off like their microphones and stuff. And then he like lies back and like unzips his pants and puts his hand on his pants. And I'm like, he keeps saying, oh, I was tucking my shirt. I'm like, well, your thumb didn't catch your shirt to take it in. Your hand just went in. And then it got stopped like by everything.
Oh,
why did it cooler? I mean, they should have let it go a little bit longer. Yeah, but
Sacha Baron Cohen should have definitely let.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah, that was a little bit disappointing, but it was. I think it's a. I thought it was a good movie. He like befriends these two like during quarantine. He befriends these two Trump supporters and like lives with them, and he like exercises in a strap-on dick and like. And it's the oh god, and then there's I don't want to ruin everything for
you. I don't care.
So there, then this is a spoiler. So there's like he takes his daughter because his daughter has now become a gift that they have to give to Vice Prime Minister Pence. Right.
Yeah, I saw that.
So she's the next Queen Melania. It's so funny. And then so he gets her a makeover and then he takes her to a debutante's ball so she can learn how to be a lady. And so they're talking. There's a bug, I swear. Okay, yeah, it is. Okay. And so she starts talking before they get introduced about her moon cycle. And she's like, Dad, I have my moon cycle. And he's like, you have your moon cycle? Oh, we can show them the national fertility dance. And so they go over and they start playing. Have you seen it? And they start playing like the board, like, I don't know, whatever music.
Bongos? Kazakhstani no, like, fucking.
Yeah, Kazakhstani fertility drivel, dance music. Yeah. And they're dancing. And then she like pulls up her dress and is just like soaked in blood, like down her legs, like and bush. It's just like matted, bloody pubic hair, and she's like spreading her legs out and like in the middle, and all these debutantes and their people are like. But also, oh yeah, the debutante ball that was also funny when he asks this old man, he's like, he goes, how much is my daughter worth? And the old dude goes, oh, $500, blah, blah, blah. And he says it. And then his daughter is in front of him and she turns around and she's like, that's disgusting. And like, she was so mad at her dad. It's, there's so many good movies. Like, some people I've heard, some people are like criticizing it, but I'm like, I don't know, it entertained me. I laughed really fucking hard when I watched it.
Well, it's the Borat always has, Sacha Baron
Cohen. You have
Cohen,
to like that
but
style.
But Sacha Baron Cohen always has two problems. One, conservatives that don't think it's very funny who he's making fun of.
Yeah.
They don't like who he's targeting and who he's trying to draw the shit out of.
Yeah.
And then you have woke people on the left who don't think he should be able to use the language even in the service of exposing real racists.
Yeah.
So you have like the two craziest groups on the planet that are kind of like in the mix somewhere. Like, I don't think he's very fun. Like, whenever somebody's like, I don't think Sacha Baron Cohen's very funny. I don't think Borat's very funny. I know that they're in one of those two camps. They're either a woke person who doesn't think he should be able to say, like, Dave's man slamming Max out, dicky dick, you know, like, well, that's just not funny. You're like, he can't even say that, even if he's making fun of him. It's not a joke.
Someone will hurt themselves.
Because he is screaming like fag. And,
you know, like, he does.
So there are some people that are like, he shouldn't be able to use that language, period.
Yeah.
Right? But.
But if you're in the middle, you'll love it.
Yeah.
It was really, We're right in the middle. I really loved it. I've watched it twice, actually.
I was showing my kid like the Bruno.
Bruno is the best of all of them.
The Bruno, Dave's man slamming Max out.
Yes.
Where they start fighting and then they kiss. And people are crying and going absolutely fucking
nuts.
Oh my
God, it's the best. And they're like throwing chairs into the ring.
I saw an interview with him where he talked about how it took them 2 hours to get out of that ring.
Oh yeah.
They weren't allowed to leave. They couldn't leave the ring for 2 hours.
Oh my God.
Because people were just waiting for them to get out of there so they could kick the fuck
That's
out
insanity.
Of them.
Insanity.
But you go to an event called Dave's Man Slamming Max Out, and you think this is a legitimate.
And then you're not even like, this is a little weird. No, it's such a. Bruno's my favorite. I just love it. Like, Harrison Ford, fuck off.
Meet Harrison Ford. Fuck off.
Oh my God.
Like, Harrison Ford doesn't miss a second. Fuck off. Meet Harrison Ford. Fuck
that's
off.
That's like one of my most favorite movie scenes of all time. Like that scene.
I just love that moment of like, Meet Harrison Ford. Fuck off. He's coming out of a fucking Denny's.
Yeah.
He's coming out of a fucking $900 plate restaurant and some guy dressed up, you know, like, fuck off.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And you instantly knew that he meant, get like, you know, when people were like, are they in on it? Some of these guys must be in on it. Harrison Ford wasn't in on it.
No.
Paula Abdul wasn't in on it.
No, like, no. She just looked too shocked and horrified.
I mean, she just sat on Mexican people. Like, it was just, you know, how could you ever get a human being to do that?
I wonder if, like, because I'm not good at standing up for myself, so I would get tricked by him for sure.
You think that you would sit on a human being?
Well, I don't think I would because I don't want to hurt them. But that would be my argument. Exactly. I should get a shirt that's a Reitman's medium that says when I sit, I sit.
So is Reitman's done now forever?
Is it?
I heard that.
I heard that one of them died, but they own like about
which
six.
One?
They own like Le Chateau.
Oh,
died.
Now they're gonna. Oh, but so they're gonna they maybe come back and call it Le Fateau or something.
Well, they had Additionnel, but I think Additionnel's gone.
Additionnel's gone.
I think it is.
Forever
and ever.
Those are great for like if you're buying scrubs for like you know, there were scrubs like, you know, if you're like if you know an overweight healthcare aide or something.
At Additionnel?
Yeah.
That was more Pennington's.
Oh, Pennington's.
Pennington's had the scrubs for the
did they really?
Lady. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Some big old scrubs.
Yeah, they had scrubs. I've never worn scrubs because I don't want to be that person that gets so comfortable. Like, I love these. And then I'm like, I'm not in the professional industry, but I wear scrubs everywhere. Because that is a good way to get away with wearing your pajamas in public. Just wear scrubs as pajamas.
And now you're like, oh my God, is he? Yeah, because I could do it. And then be like, is he a frontline healthcare worker? Is he a hero or lazy as fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
And unemployed. Like, that's the question I like to leave people with.
Yeah. Is that a hero or
a
lazy
cunt? Is that guy on CERB the full 6 months, or is he serving our community?
Is he serving our community?
Winnipeg Comedy Festival. What did I do? Did I do anything? I can't fucking remember. Nothing. What did I do?
Did you do a show?
I did some kind of shows.
Kenny Robinson on Sunday.
Oh yeah, Kenny.
That was really good. That was fun. I love watching Kenny.
Yeah, he's good.
He's like, I don't know, his except for that.
And it's funny too because like you're a dirtier comedian.
But he does make me
But
go,
he's
oh my
dirty
God.
Enough that you'll hear Kathleen during a set go, "Oh my God."
Yeah. Like there were a few that were like, "Oh my Godders," and I loved them, but I was like, "Wow."
he does like female genital noises. Too,
yeah, that's
right?
the one,
and that's what gets you.
It's a great joke, but that noise that but it's not even I don't care about what it really sounds like, but the way it makes it sound so gross. It just sounds like
his impression of it isn't flattering, but it's always hard to do an impression of like.
It's supposed to be funny. It's not supposed to be an exact replica of what a vagina sounds like.
That's a dead ringer.
Oh my God. I would know that vagina anywhere.
That vagina. I'm doing the debaters tomorrow.
Yeah,
leaving
lucky.
For the debaters. Super lucky.
I wanted to do it. I was almost going to do it, but remind them how sad I am.
I won't.
Be like, Kathleen's really upset that you booked me, but not
her. It depends
her.
How I do. If I do really poorly, I'm not going to be like, hey, next time get Kathleen.
And you're doing two?
I think so, yeah.
That's good.
But I think it's like a COVID thing. Like,
yeah.
You know,
how long were you there for? Just a night?
2 days, yeah. Or yeah, it's just one, like two shows in one night.
Fly in tomorrow and you tape tomorrow night and then fly out.
And I have to debate against science. Like I have to say science is garbage.
Oh. Well, you're going to be acting this weekend because what are you saying? Religion is great?
No, I have to say, don't listen to the scientists, those fucking losers.
Those
morons.
Who do we listen to then?
Me.
Oh, now you want to be the nice dictator.
Yeah, so I get to... So yeah, basically I have to be the anti-science guy and I'm going up against like an actual scientist.
Oh my God. They're having real scientists do debate.
He's a scientist. Comedian. Gavin, your friend Gavin
Carson. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was just like they picked a scientist. I'm like, good. Well, that scientist is going to suck because he's not going to be able to do it.
No, I think the debaters did their homework on this one.
No, Gavin is amazing. Gavin is Sterling Scott's brother-in-law.
Oh, he's probably going to mop the floor with me. But I usually start out weak. Like sometimes they have to try to get me to put my... They're like, oh, that's really good, but do it later. Like, they're like, you're ugly, so they're going to have to like you first, you know? Oh. They don't say that, but that's what they're thinking. Ugly people need to smile. They have to know it's a joke. Pretty people can start edgy.
Oh, my God.
But the ugly ones, you got to do a little dance before you start hitting them in the head with your fucking sticks. So, yeah, I usually, because I think on this one I'm starting out with... I say, good evening, vaccine. Good evening, all of you vaccine injury denying climate alarmists. Yeah. And then I.
Is that how you're really starting
it?
I hope they air that.
They probably will.
Well, they have to because they have to air your greeting.
Oh, do they?
Well, they always do. I think. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm not sure what they're going to do.
That's very funny. They better. That's very funny.
And then I just, I make it pretty simple. Like I just mostly just talk about how, why should we listen to them? You know, that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always lose, which is good. Losing is fun.
Losing is fun. Sometimes you get beat up by a mascot, right?
Sometimes a mascot kicks the fuck out of you.
I don't mind losing as long as the whole thing is funny.
Yeah, you always know when you did well. Sometimes you don't. Like, there's been shows where I've gotten off on the wrong foot with an audience and my material's not that strong because it's all new and I've never tried it anywhere.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, shit, this isn't going great. Yeah. But usually you can just be like, well, what about that? Like, you can usually just pull a laugh out of like, well, what about that idiot?
What's your favorite debaters that you've ever done?
I don't remember. Nah, they're all fun. They're all pretty good.
I think your mascot one fine or was it kind of annoying?
It was okay. Like it was, yeah, it was all right. I mean, some of them were just, I can't remember. I think it was, I did one about Jesus. I can't remember. I think I did one about, I can't remember how, I don't know why it was about Jesus, but I just, it was beards. Like, and I had to argue and say that beards are garbage.
Yeah.
And so then my opponent was like, well, Jesus Christ had a beard. And I'm like, he only had that beard after he was hung up on the cross.
He was clean shaven.
When Jesus had his hands free, he was clean shaven.
Oh my God, I never thought. Is that, that's really, well, sometimes he has a goatee. Sometimes he has a little goatee when he never has a big bushy beard. I think
Jesus would look good. Yeah, sometimes they give him, whenever they make him blacker, they go goatee, don't they?
Yeah, but they always, like even Jesus in South Park has a goatee. And I've seen
even Jesus in South Park. Like, like you're pulling from a historically accurate source. Well, I mean, even the cartoon version of him that was made by people who wanted him to seem ridiculous. Even they portrayed him.
I've seen him in pictures in churches with goatees on his face.
Yeah, that's true. He's been painted on glass with a fucking dumb goatee. Why don't we make, we should make like a, there should be more Jesus Halloween costumes.
Why? What are you going to do for Halloween? Are you giving out candy?
I'm going to be Jesus. And I'm going to walk around on the street
with a
cross like on my back. And I'll be like, I'm Ghost Jesus.
I'm here to stop COVID.
I'm here to stop COVID. I'm Ghost Jesus. Take your masks off.
Are you trick-or-treating? Papa!
And then I'll go around like, I'll go around and I'll be like, I'll rip people's masks off. And then I'll go,
spit in their mouth.
COVID be gone. And then one of my kids will catch them. Oh, and then they'll get back up and they'll be like, I never need to wear a mask again. Jesus, Halloween Jesus blessed me. I guess people are worried about their candy count. That's why you don't really see a lot of Christ costumes.
Their candy count?
Yeah, because you're not going to get the good stuff at a Christian house. And Christian houses, the Christian houses are the ones that are giving away full chocolate bars.
I
want to give away.
I want to be that house because, like, I think that I wonder if more people are doing that. Like in our generation, that we're adults, because I remember that was like. If you found a house with a big chocolate bar, she'd be running through the streets, be like, go, this house has big chocolate bars. Like, it was the biggest thing ever.
It was a big deal because you knew they were going to be out of them by 5:30, right?
You so might have to run for this candy.
When are they opening? Like, yeah, you would, like, wait until, when is big chocolate bar opening? Like, you'd have another friend on the other side. Like, is Pop open? No, big chocolate bar's not open either. And you just, like, communicate with each other and then, he's open! And then you'd run over. Get your big chocolate bars and your pops.
So I wonder if there's lots of adults out there now. They're like, I'm going to be the big chocolate bar house because my friends are like that. I'm like that. Like
my kids trick or treat for 8 minutes. Like really? I used to trick or treat
I would get three fucking pillowcases full. Oh yeah. Fat Kathleen was going to eat like a princess.
Oh yeah. Fat Kathleen. She's like fucking make sure that she's a medium right now, but make sure her costume's a large. Because she usually gains 10 pounds before. No,
for the snowsuit.
I was just thinking. For the snowsuit. I was just thinking you gained 10 pounds Halloween night. You know, like before you even take it out. Like, well, we had a couple situations in the last two Halloweens where Kathleen put her costume on and I swear it fit. And then the next morning when I woke her up, we had to fucking cut it off of her.
She still ate Snickers
bars. We had to cut their Wonder Woman off of her with scissors.
Oh, my God. They did not make a Wonder Woman costume in my size when I was a kid. I could be like a teddy bear or a fat princess, but you're not going to be...
Fat princess.
You're not going to be a tiny little dainty fairy. It's not going to
happen. No, it's not going to work. No.
I have costumes for my dogs. The cats refuse, but...
Yeah, they do. Cats do refuse.
But I ordered one from Amazon, and then I saw one at Superstore today.
Oh, no. What are you dressing them in?
Well, the one that I ordered from Amazon is a Chucky doll.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like they're a Chucky, like the killing doll.
Why don't you get them one that's like...
I'll show you.
Okay, show it to me, but I want... Why don't you get them one that like you can wear after Halloween? Have you ever seen these like...
Others.
There's like a coyote proofing outfit that has spikes on it or something.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, if you walk a dog around coyote areas. Yeah, we don't do that, but.
But a spiky dog belt? Is that what they do?
What do you mean?
Like as if a coyote's not going to be like.
Well, because they're bited and it'll hurt their mouth.
I know, but then they're just going to be like, all right, I guess I'll fucking cut his. I guess I'll go right to his head. You know, coyotes aren't stupid. They're not going to be like, ouch.
But, yeah, haven't you ever seen like when the. Fucking hyenas and the Lion King get smudge in their nose. They go, rah, 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 and they run away. If he poked his face on a thing, he'd run away. They're
chickens.
You have
some useless little dog, and then you go like this. Ah!
The coyotes are chickens.
Are they chickens?
They're chickens. Because real dogs aren't chickens. They can be around humans. They're not scared of us.
Does it seem like coyotes are killing more dogs recently?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about this. What? Is there a lot of coyotes killing dogs?
I've heard it. It's all over the place.
No, it's not.
It is. It's happening everywhere. Coyotes are fucking climbing over fences.
Well, my dogs are not allowed outside back without being supervised.
Oh, really?
I always watch them.
Why don't you get one bigger dog?
We want to. Yeah, we would like to.
Get a big dog to protect the little ones.
But the little ones are pretty fine. They're good. They can protect themselves.
Oh, my God.
So I should look up a YouTube video of a Chucky doll in a dog because they're hilarious.
That is disgusting.
But then I saw one at Superstore today and I might go back and get it tomorrow if I ever get my paycheck. And
what do you do with dogs on Halloween? Do you go trick-or-treating?
No, I just take pictures of them and put them on the internet for internet points. And then we go.
Okay.
But there was a costume of Spider-Man and the body is all like tight. But the head is like the shape of an actual Superman and the little dog's face is sticking right out of it. Oh, not Superman, Spider-Man, sorry. That makes it even funnier, maybe, or not. But I'll show you a video of these things, because the dog Chucky. Siri, find me a video of a pet in a Chucky costume. Please.
You have to say please after that.
Oh, God, that was good for her. She found that fast.
So is this a cat in a Chucky costume?
Well, there you could do cats, dogs.
Giraffe. Oh my God. That is insane. A dog running with a knife. That is insane. How many millions of dollars did the inventor of that costume make?
Lots.
I mean, that person's worth $58 million tonight.
Oh, there's drama about it.
There is?
Oh, the Chucky creators aren't happy.
Oh.
Just because it's a redheaded...
Well, because they know the guy made $60
million. She loved the costume when she saw it and had to have it. Halloween is extra special to her because it happens to be her birthday.
Oh, my fucking God.
Most people who came across Romeo on social media loved the costume. Others were not happy seeing him dressed up as a villain. Romeo doesn't seem to be freaked out by his costume, even though the same can't be said for some humans.
Inside Edition, I think that's a bit of a stretch. I don't think people were offended by this dog.
Think about how hard Inside Edition is fighting for traction in today's market.
Look what's first. Shot in the Convert, Winnipeg, 2014.
Gross.
3.7 thousand views in 5 years.
In 5 years. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Just in case you think it was posted later last night. 5 years ago. Well, I've been pumping it up online for that time, too.
I know you have.
I've been putting it everywhere, Kathleen. I've been posting it and posting it. And
every day is a new quip from Sean on it.
Oh,
his
I'm
vlog.
Always messing around online. I just don't see the end game, you know. I guess the end game is like people knowing you or whatever, but.
Yeah, but then by the time they know you, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Like the people that I see, they're constantly engaging in like arguments or conversations online. Like, okay, I don't really need to be involved in any of that.
I don't know why you want to be like engaging online and not getting like something from it.
Like, oh, sure. If you're just arguing and you haven't made a dime off of it.
You're just like I ain't have nothing to do.
It's just those 8 likes from the same 8 people who like all your shit.
Go volunteer somewhere. Go volunteer somewhere that you constantly complain about and to help whatever you're constantly complaining about and fighting about.
I do that too, Kathleen.
When?
I do that too. I don't even donate. Like when they say, like, would you like $2 to, you know, like everywhere you go, it's always kids,
right?
Oh, do you want
to add
$2? Would you like to add $2 to your purchase for kids sport? And I'm like, that's what I'm doing right now.
I'm trying to pay for my kids sport.
I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Can you give me fucking... You know, I'm trying to pay for a kid's sport right now.
Yeah, what if it's somebody that can't afford to put their kids through school?
Too bad. Then you don't play sports. Why would I fucking give you money so your child can play?
When you're going broke doing it.
Not even that. I don't want more kids on the soccer pitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's like, less chance of your son getting famous and
exactly.
rich.
Exactly. So fuck
That's
you.
That's why people put their kids in sports, because they hope it'll cash in one day.
No, I mean, some
they
of them.
They say it's for the social activity, but then they get real good, and then they're like, you're not quitting this until you're in the NHL.
Oh, yeah, if your kid got good, if your kid was really good, then you'd probably be like, holy shit.
Jackpot.
This is a life-changing thing. I've got a little lottery ticket running around. Or take that lottery ticket. Like, imagine, like, you've got a $10 million lottery ticket that's running around, and people are spraying it and kicking it, and you're like, get away from that fucking, you know.
And letting it do whatever it wants, too.
You have, like, a 12-year-old super athlete, and they're like, Dad, I want to go to the park. You're not going to the fucking park. Get in, you know, like, get back in your cage. You're either in the gym or the cage. Gym cage. That's where you live.
They're like human veal.
Yeah. Like, you are in the gym, or you're at the rink, or you're in that fucking cage. You're
oh, my God.
Going to break your ankle on a half pipe. You know?
So do more cows want to be veal?
Do you think so? What do you mean?
Well, people always want, like, would you want your cow to be veal, or would you want your cow to be just a cow that grew up into a cow?
I think I'd want like a full cow.
So you just wanted, so even if veal brought you millions of dollars, you would just want that cow.
I just mean the kid, that kid is worthless to you, but you have to keep him alive to make that $60 million.
It's true.
He's got to make it to 30 for you to max that out.
That's true.
And if he's 12 and he's like, I don't like hockey anymore. Like, I don't like fucking welding anymore. I hate welding. Guess what? I wake up every fucking day and I weld. For you kids.
So that you can play this
game. Oh, I don't like hockey anymore, he says. Well, we're fucking done. You lose the cage, you lose the gym. Everything's gone. Just got you that new fucking cage. Because you complained about your old cage. No, if my kid was good at a sport, I would. He'd be living cage to gym. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't even get out of the cage. I'd make a giant cage with a gym in it and a hamster wheel. And he could do cardio.
One big gym, and then you're like, you're free to do whatever you want, but you can't leave this gym and only to go play.
Yeah, and people can come over. You can do little play dates.
Yeah, but you can't leave this
gym. But you can't leave.
You need to breathe this gym air.
And then when he's 18, he doesn't get drafted. And they're like, what? We never saw him play. And you're like, well, he was in the cage.
He was in the gym the whole time.
He was at the gym, man. Can he
become the strongest player of all time?
The last time he played was novice, but come on.
Can you imagine undrafted. What happens to this poor kid if he's kept in a cage all his life because he's a good athlete and then he doesn't make it. Then his whole brain is like, I'm an asshole.
Have you checked out the Oscar Pistorius documentary?
No, that's an old story. Is this a new documentary?
It's a new documentary about an old story about Blade Runner, the guy who lost both his legs.
Is his name Blade Runner?
They called him Blade Runner.
Oh, that's kind of rude. Yeah. I know that he has prosthetics, but that still sounds, I don't know.
Yeah, and then they thought he was cheating a little bit. They're like, yeah, those are springier.
He's making yellow bracelets, and he's making people wear them. We think he might be cheating.
He's cheating. He's got those springy legs.
And then he killed his girlfriend.
So he went from like, yeah, and then he killed his girlfriend, which is, I don't know what she, I don't know. But yeah, so he definitely killed her, right?
Yeah.
He murdered her, like through a bathroom door or something, right?
He is in jail.
Through a door. So he brought...
They found out.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert, he's a bad man.
So it's like a sick, but it is pretty amazing to look back on his life and see he's a kid that he went from being like a hero. So he was a huge hero. He was beating people that still had one human leg.
Yeah.
And then he started racing against people with two natural legs. And suddenly he he became a villain. It was like, well, I don't know. Like he's got those two spoilers. Boy, he's got those two yo-yos on his legs, you know? Like, might as well wear a fuck. I think even in the documentary, somebody's like, well, what's next? A jetpack?
When he runs, does it go boy,
yo, 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 yeah, like, no, he runs like Luigi if you've never seen him. Yahoo!
I know I've seen him.
You know, the big.
What streaming service is this on?
TSN, ESPN.
Oh, but it's not on like Netflix or something?
No. But yeah, so it's pretty insane. Yeah, and then he killed his girlfriend and was all upset. But people kept saying like he was crying, like he kept crying, he couldn't stop crying.
Yeah,
and it's like it doesn't mean he didn't kill her. Like you know, you just
sometimes. Oh, people thought he didn't kill her because he was so upset.
Yeah, like well, he couldn't have done it on purpose. Look at him; he's in tears. And it's like but some people like that's a sociopathic response to murder.
Yeah.
In some ways, right? Where like if you were a sociopath, you'd be crying nonstop, mourning your own life.
And also crying because you're like, I fucking killed someone. I killed somebody I love and it's hitting you.
Right. So you either killed somebody that you love and it's hitting you in a fit of rage or you're a sociopath and you're crying all the time because your life is over and you thought you'd get away with it.
Yeah.
Pretty much any of those guys think like, oh, I got this little story I'm going to tell and I'm Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, fuck, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it'd be easy to kill somebody.
No, it doesn't go away.
I know he said, was it you that we were talking about? Like, if you had to kill your partner, you'd be do it like hiking and be, oops.
Yeah, I'd be a push guy for sure. Yeah. I'd be a push.
Because I've listened to murder podcasts where that is a murder. And they also
I'd be
find
a
out.
I'd be a vacation push. Absolutely. I'd be a vacation push. What would you be? How would you kill
I would be a
Adam?
Vacation push too.
You would be?
Yeah. But he'd get suspicious if I was like, let's hike up that mountain. He's like, what? We don't hike.
Yeah,
he got suspicious if I asked him to hike up. Now, especially because he listens to these.
I just look up, just go anywhere that has a gondola, right? You don't even have to hike, right? You just do a gondola.
But what if she falls off and doesn't die? Because I've seen people fall off gondolas at ski hills and they don't die.
Wouldn't that
die?
Be the worst? Like if you pushed Adam down and he just hit a rock 10 feet below you and you were like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Back on the gondola, like
maybe I guess it's not a foolproof plan, Kathleen.
I'm gonna go back to the resort, have a shower, and I'll pretend nothing happened. Let's see if he comes back. Who comes
back?
Well,
he went on a gondola with her, but she was off the gondola before he was.
And then you just push him off, like bye. And then oh fuck, he hit some bushes. The bushes broke his fall.
I would never try to kill Adam. He's too good.
You couldn't. I mean, you just couldn't live with yourself, right? That's the problem with murder.
Yeah.
Is it's hard to be Kathleen after that. How is Winnipeg? It doesn't matter. I killed Adam.
But I guess I'd be in jail then.
Would you? You're a girl. Girls get away with murder, don't they?
Would I get away with murder, though? I don't think so.
I think
I'm
you would.
A liar.
I actually think you would. Because you'd sit in the hotel and you'd look in a mirror and you would repeat the story over. It wouldn't be like a fucking gala set. It wouldn't be a gala set.
Yeah, would I get up in front of them and be like,
hey, guys.
I did it.
This is my first post-COVID murder. I'm a little rusty on the lies. Give me a break.
Oh, man.
Investigator.
Oh, God. I get way too in my head for those silly things. But they're fun to do. I don't know.
It'd be kind of fun once in your life to be interrogated, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Like to do,
you should do something horrible once.
I have been interrogated. At you the have border. Been?
Oh, that's right.
It was horrible.
It would be. Yeah, you're right. You did go through it.
Because they do this thing where they make you think that everything's okay, and they just have to ask you a few more things, and then you're on your way. Mm-hmm. And I see this now when I watch all of these like confession videos.
They only bring in the bad cop when the person isn't stupid.
Yeah.
I was joking, but you didn't really take it well.
I don't know what it's, it means.
They just go good cop.
Yeah.
You know, and then if the person caves with good cop, they don't bring in bad cop.
Oh, okay, okay. I get it.
They only bring in bad cop when the guy goes, we're going to need a little more than good cop. And then he comes in like, listen, you bitch. You know, like, and then he leaves and the other guy goes, don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
It's the worst.
I don't know why he said that and I apologize.
It's like little tags crazy. Like, but you would think that like criminals would know how this, like, maybe they do get away with stuff.
I would have done the same thing as you probably. Like if somebody was like, look, I know what's going on, whatever. I might be like, yeah, like that is what's going on. Please help.
Help me.
I can help you. And then they leave and they come back like you're under arrest.
Yeah.
But you said you were going to help me.
No, because I'm gullible and dumb.
I would have done the same thing probably.
But yeah, no, don't. It's not fun being interrogated. It's awful.
What kind of questions were they asking? Like.
Like, what are you, who are you staying with? What are you doing? How are you staying down there? With?
But you had answers to all that or pretty much like
for
vague.
For the most part, but then they kept on going in circles and then they, I don't know. They like, I don't remember. They just.
It was all a blur. Just like a gala. Yeah. Your border gala was just a blur.
My border gala. I blew my border gala. I blew it.
Yeah, I got turned away at the border too. Marijuana.
Yeah, but that was an accident. Were you with Lachlan?
Yeah, it was an accident.
Yeah. Was it with Lachlan?
It was with Lachlan Patterson. And he thought, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but
so.
he suffers from good looking guy disease.
Suffers.
Right. It's a horrible affliction that only really hurts you at the border.
Everywhere else
in your life, being attractive is fantastic.
But not at the border.
Right.
Because if you're a woman, you're carrying drugs.
He's 1,500 blowjobs ahead of me based on his facial symmetry alone, right? So we took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
And we're like, fuck. No, oh, now we're at the goddamn border. And then I'm like, I'm turning around. Like,
how do you do a wrong turn?
I'm turning around. So I was like, it was like BC. Like we were obviously in BC and then we just missed a turn. We were just bullshitting. Turned to Nelson, I think.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden we see like.
There is a, that, yeah, because we drove that way and there is like a way you go this way is the border and this way you go. I could definitely see you doing that by accident.
So we didn't turn and then I see like a Canadian American flag and then I start turning around.
Oh no, you don't do that.
And Lachlan's like, you can't turn around.
Yeah.
Like it's, you know, there's cameras everywhere or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just turning around. Like there's no way. And he's like, take it easy. You just go into the shack.
You could have turned around and they would.
And I was like, I don't really want to do that. But then I was like, okay, I bet. Okay, I'll listen to him. And then he thought, like, I'm an attractive, charming man. I've done this a million times. You go in, there's a couple of girls. You know, they start to giggle and then you drive out the other side. The problem is at a border thing, there's like a chick giggling that is dreaming of blowing them. And then there's three guys that are like, hey, I've been flirting with this chick for 8 years and then Casanova strolls in. So they don't like his attitude, right?
Yeah.
Even though he's just flirting or whatever.
So we get plucked.
So we pull around and the three guys come out with their gloves on and they're like, we're going to search your vehicle and all that jazz.
And they found marijuana.
And
not a lot though.
No, just like
a normal,
a couple
respectable
buds.
Amount. But, and did they get mad?
I just said, oh, it's mine, like, you know, because he lived down there, right? So, or he still lives down there.
You just jumped on a grenade for him.
It was mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, it was, I threw the grenade and then jumped on it. Which is a weird thing. It's just a very strange suicide. Underrated. Old grenade mouth.
Oh my God.
That would be a weird way to go. Just pull it, put it in your mouth, and stare into the camera. Fuck yeah, everybody. Boom. And then your head explodes. Facebook Live. You know, who's streaming that nonsense?
Oh my God.
But yeah, so that's how that went.
Where's our little tickety dick?
What is the little? Oh my God, you've been fucking yammering for, look at that.
An hour and 5 minutes. I'm really high because I don't feel.
Is it an hour and 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to wrap this up.
We need the ticket. What did you do with the ticket?
Did I have a ticket?
Remember, Dick gave us a ticket.
I'll go get the ticket.
We got to go. We got to do
this. This is the 10th podcast in a row where we've talked about dick.
Yeah, well, and we're going to keep talking about dick because we love
dick.
Yeah.
I like how the only threads in our podcast are like all for free.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My wife was asking me today, like, so do you guys do any prep for that? And I'm like, if we did, we wouldn't do it. Like, I wouldn't do it.
She asked if we do prep?
Well, just as like, do you guys.
Has she not met us? Oh my God.
She just was like, she just thought like maybe we throw around some, she just thought maybe we threw around a few ideas and then
sat down. Do you think she's the one that gave us that bad review that said that we should prepare more?
No, because she would never actually listen to it.
No, but she doesn't have to listen. She could just give us a bad review. So maybe she's just trying to push us.
I would think my family will only listen to this podcast after I'm dead.
Yes.
This is like a posthumous listen for any family member. Anybody who's got a podcast. Your family's only listening after you're gone and they miss your voice.
I guess so, because like, yeah.
Oliver's not going to listen to this until you're dead.
Yeah, because when my mom died, I was like looking through all her shit. I'm like, my mom had a cool life and stuff. Like, she had shit happen to her. But when you're a parent, you don't. $40!
Oh, fucking yes.
Dick.
Thanks, Dick. You Thank stupid you, Dick. Idiot. You blew it.
$40, Dick. You are a lucky charm. You're just going to have to keep sending us tickets.
You just bought yourself 10 more shout outs.
10 more shout outs for Dick. This podcast is now sponsored by Dick for 10 more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Can we?
$4 an episode.
Can we get a shirt that says sponsored by
and
Dick?
And Squarespace.
And Squarespace.
Squarespace and Dick, the guy who bought us a set for life 9 years ago. Ah, well.
Oh,
$40. Thanks, Dick. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being on your own podcast again.
Oh, I did it again, didn't I?
You have mascara running, but it's not from crying. It's from like...
sweating.
Really? From, I don't know. It looks like a French clown. Looks like French clown stuff.
I'm not a clown.
In clown.
Do I have really?
We'll go look at it later. We'll go look at it in a minute.
I think it's sweat. I just poured my whole soul into this episode.
You really did. You really let it all loose there, Gloria.
I'm so good.
Okay, good night.